Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to remind everyone that our Slichot service will begin tonight at 10:45 p.m. We ask everyone who can make it to please attend so that we get a minyan. The most prominent section of this week's parsha is undoubtedly the Tochacha, the Torah's calamitous admonition to the Jewish people, the punishments and curses which will befall us in exile. It is remarkable to read these passages nowadays when we look back on Jewish history and realize that all these afflictions have actually come to pass, which makes the parsha even more compelling. In the Tochacha, there are many verses which stand out, but one that has always seemed most striking to me is the verse which says, "V'haya kasher sas Adonai aleichem leitiv eschem l'harbos eschem, ken yasis Adonai aleichem l'havid eschem u'lashmid eschem." That just as God was happy to bring the blessings He promises to you, He will be equally happy to bring the curses. I've always found that extremely disturbing. Why would God savagely revel over our destruction? Strangely enough, Rabbi Akiva's reaction to our misery seemed to reflect the same attitude. The Gemara Masechet Makot, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet, tells us about the great sages who cried over the ruins of the Beit HaMikdash. To their bewilderment, Rabbi Akiva laughed, a reaction which seemed inappropriate, to say the least. But we see a similar approach in Masechet Brachot Daf Samach Amud Bet, where the Talmud teaches that just as you make a blessing on the good, you should also make a blessing on the bad. That is why we recite the blessing of Baruch Dayan HaEmet when someone dies. We can better understand these mystifying concepts by consulting the Tzlach commentary written by the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, perhaps the most influential halachic authority of mid-18th century Ashkenazi Jewry. He points out that even though we currently say blessings in both good and bad events, the Gemara teaches in Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph that in the world to come, which probably refers to the era of Mashiach, we will only make blessings on the good. The Tzlach explains that this does not mean that only good things will occur in the Messianic era. Rather, we're going to look back and recite blessings in all the negativity that occurred in the past. Because only then will we realize that what we thought was negative was actually positive in the long run. However, this view is only possible if it is retroactive, after the fact, when we have an outside perspective, so to speak. From that purview, we are tantamount to being outside of the time the negative event occurred. We've all occasionally had this experience when we look back at an event that seemed terrible, but afterwards we see that it was for the best. That is an experience that gives us a small glimpse of what it's like to exist beyond time. Rabbi Akiva was uniquely able to have this kind of vision of being above time, to see that good and bad are deeply interchangeable. And that's why he was able to laugh at the most terrible tragedies. I think that's what God is saying in our parsha. Of course, he's not thrilled that we must endure suffering now, but he obviously exists above time and knows that we'll arrive at our ideal destination at the end. He knows that in all its horrors, the Tochacha will be a joyous event that will somehow be worth celebrating in the future. I think this message is very relevant to Rosh Hashanah, which commemorates the events on the sixth day of the creation in Gan Eden, which translates to the Garden of Time. This is because Gan Eden was a place that existed beyond time, so to speak, because the events in Gan Eden were inherently part of creation itself. In Jewish writings, Gan Eden is always referenced as a spiritual world because it is above time. Similarly, Rosh Hashanah grants us a rare opportunity to glimpse at what it means to exist above time. On Rosh Hashanah, we completely overlook our own negativity and view everything in its ideal state. Accordingly, we do not mention sin, chet, even once over the entire holiday. Our job in Rosh Hashanah is to aspire to perfection. On this amazing holiday, we can lift ourselves above the past, visualize our ideal future potential, and create the year of greatness, thereby turning evil, admonition, and negativity into a wonderful blessing. Shabbat Shalom.